From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Picture this, showing up at the airport and checking in without a paper ticket or one of those boarding passes you printed out at home. This may be the way of the future. Yesterday, the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, announced plans for travelers to check in using their cell phones or other mobile devices. Here to tell us about this is Marketplace's Jill Barshay. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Alex.
So can you explain how this would work?
Well, you buy your ticket like you always do, and then the airline sends you a text message to your cell phone or your BlackBerry. And then the text message has a link to a barcode, which will display as an image on your cell phone screen. It's very similar to the barcode that you might have seen on a printed boarding pass. And then when you board the plane, you just hold up your cell phone to the barcode scanner. Japanese travelers are already doing this, and Air Canada just started mobile boarding too recently. U.S. carriers say they'd like to make the switch, but first the feds handling airport security, they need to decide if it's okay.
I'm sure the cell phone companies love this idea.
I have a feeling the cell phone companies are going to love this one.
Well, what about the people who don't have cell phones or BlackBerries or anything like that?
You can still go up to the check-in counter and get an old-fashioned boarding pass. Mobile boarding, it's just another option.
Who needs to approve this, and how soon might we actually see something like this in operation?
Right now, Continental is going to be doing a test run with TSA and seeing how that goes. If they like it or not, then TSA can approve it. And there's no time schedule now. They just found out late last night, I believe, that they were going to go forward with the test run.
Now, assuming that this might cut down on costs of like those machines that print out the boarding passes at the airport or labor costs for airline employees working at the ticket counters, might this somehow translate into a drop in prices for consumers?
That's the key question, Alex. Airlines are selling this as a convenience to customers so we can zip through the airport faster. No more waiting in front of those boarding pass kiosks. But what's really going on here is that the airlines want to save money. One official at the International Air Transport Association, and that's the trade association for airlines, he told me eliminating the boarding pass will save airlines between $3.50 and $5.50 a passenger, depending on if you're checking baggage or not. Here's IATA spokesman Steve Lott.
Well, the incentive here is the ability to save millions of dollars. The airlines are working hard to become a low-cost industry, and they've already made great strides, but this is really the next step, and the ability to use new technology like the mobile check-in can eliminate paper and a lot of additional costs. And we hope that through these savings, the airlines can pass some of those savings on to the passengers through lower ticket prices and just become a more efficient industry.
But seeing is believing.
Indeed it is. Thank you so much, Jill. That's Jill Barshay of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.